Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Kimmy Walker here again, always happy to be here and bringing new content to the audience. We are into February, and I know a lot of people may find themselves at this time of the year a little bummed because their New Year's resolutions didn't kind of start off the way they would have wanted them to, or they became nothing more than a thought. So, U.S. News reports that 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by the second week of February. And we are getting ready to go into the second week of, or we are kind of in the second, had a little bit of a partial week, but going into the second full week of February coming here up. And I thought this was a great time to check in with people, especially in regards to making new resolutions for yourself, setting out for new goals, and what to do if things just don't start off the way you would have hoped for, had maybe a rough start, did really start at all. So we wanted to kind of address some of those things and give people a way to kind of look and analyze and see if they're on the right path or if they're even pursuing a goal that's good for them in the first place. So just some common ones. I wanted to touch in on some of the common New Year's resolutions that people set. So one of the biggest ones being wanting to diet or eat healthier, wanting to lose weight, wanting to exercise more, spend less money, save more money. A lot of people might set out to want to learn like a new skill or a hobby, such as, you know, learning a new instrument, wanting to learn a new language. Some people want to gain more experiences, so maybe wanting to travel more. Other common ones might be wanting to quit or stop a habit. So maybe wanting to quit smoking or drinking less. A big one I'm seeing a lot now is people wanting to not even necessarily find another job. So people might want to find another job or just make a huge stride in their career. But also seeing a lot of people who want to turn a hobby or a talent they have actually into a career or a full-time job for themselves. So really making that whole transition into entrepreneurship or just doing what they love all the time. Another big one is quality of our relationships. So spending more time with the people that count, finding or kind of refining their relationship with a significant other. That's also a big one. So big ones are definitely on social relationships that people have and what we're giving out in the world to those around us, those who matter. So those are some of the just common ones that we hear a lot when it comes to New Year's resolutions. And like I said, U.S. News has reported that 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. So there can be a lot of reasons why, but we're going to talk about just some tips that you could probably use if things just didn't get off to the start that you would have hoped for them to. The first thing I always say is get grounded. So really finding that time, not even like looking over the goals, looking over your schedule, all of that, just get grounded. So coming back to you, practicing some mindfulness, whether that's meditating, yoga, journaling, just finding some time to be still and allow your mind to be still so that you can really look at the next steps and just benefit from them completely. And sometimes we try to analyze things or look at a situation that's not working or try to make changes in a situation that's not working already when our mind is like super busy. So we don't even really take the time to truly reflect and make sure that we're making the best choice or looking at it to see if we even need to change, like switch or pivot what we're doing. You know, if your mind is just kind of busy and cluttered, you're not really taking the time to be still, it could kind of make everything around you kind of deteriorate. So I think it's very important, not just in goals that we set for ourselves, but getting grounded and finding time like to just kind of quiet your mind. I think it's very important just for our overall quality of life. So that's definitely one of the first ones that I would say. Second, I say a big one is things didn't start off the way you would have hoped for them to. Like, don't really dwell too long, especially just try not to focus so much on what's going wrong. So I'm definitely a big believer in the law of attraction. So if we continue to focus on our failures or what didn't go well or what we weren't doing, we'll continue to go down that path. So don't be too hard on yourself. So really just say, you know, things aren't really going as the way I would like them to go. And now it's up to me what I decide to do next. Next one I would say is really kind of hone back in and come in and look at your why. So is this a resolution you set for yourself just because it was New Year's and a lot of people set resolutions? Was this really a goal that you were passionate about? Is this something that's really in alignment with who you are as a person? Really coming back in and looking at your why is important. For example, I'm not really a New Year's resolutions person. I don't really make a lot of them, although I'm into goals and making changes or getting projects started. I love early accountability or just helping people do the things that they say they want to do for themselves or have never thought that they could be possible for them to do. But I've never really been a huge New Year's resolutions person. A little bit when I was younger. But also, one reason I wouldn't say necessarily I'm a New Year's resolutions person is because, like, I work in the school setting, as you know, I'm practicing school psychologist. So my year, per se, is kind of like an August to May. So when I look at kind of like my life or the upcoming year, I kind of still work in school years. And even before I work now in pre-K through 12, when I worked in higher education, same thing. I kind of worked on an academic year. So a lot of goals or new things that I would start to implement for myself, a lot of times would happen over the summer when I would have a little bit more time in place to do them. So this kind of goes back to the point at remembering your why and kind of looking at the reasons why you're doing it. So if I would have set a goal for myself for this time of the year, I might not be successful with it because, one, I might not be in the mind frame to really kind of hone in and add anything new to my plate, but also just the way my calendar and schedule is, and this kind of being one of my peak times of busyness for the year, it's not really a great time for me to start implementing a lot of new things. Now, that might not be the case for everybody, but if I jumped on this like bandwagon of New Year's resolutions and let me start this in January, I might fail at something that I really may be able to be great at or a goal that I may be really able to accomplish if I would have just started it in the summer when it'd be a little bit more in alignment with the kind of ebbs and flows of my life and the peaks and valleys of when I can start something new. So if I was just rushing to do things because everybody around me was doing, I would not be where I'm at today. So you really have to look at your why. Are you doing that because that's what everything around you was saying? Is that because what society is saying that's what you should do? Are you doing it because that's what you actually want to do for yourself? Is it a great goal, but is it not the right time? So there's a lot of things, and we'll get into this, you know, as we go along in the show, but really looking at your readiness to change. Do you know this is a good change you need to make? Do you know this is something that you want to do? But are you just truly not where you are ready to implement? And sometimes those are hard discussions we have to have for ourselves. And it's okay to say that right now is not a good time. That doesn't make us a failure. Also, it might, like we said, it might not be a good goal for you. Are you doing it because other people around you are doing that goal? Like, I know a big thing this time of the year is people talking about losing weight. Are you doing it because that's what everybody in your office is doing? You may not really want to do that, or that might not be in alignment with where your energy is right now in life. So what is your why? Do you truly know what you're doing for you? And I also feel that if you've come to this time, like in the year, you set a goal for yourself early January, like we said, we're rolling into early February, getting close to mid-February very quickly, that being such a short month, It's okay to change your mind. That doesn't make us a failure. I'm a firm believer that there's a big difference between quitting and changing your mind. And that's why getting grounded also is so important, because if we don't take the time to still our mind and just think, we will aimlessly do things and waste so much time, resources, money, energy, sometimes doing things that aren't even in alignment with us, that aren't good for us to implement at this point in life, or that we actually really don't care about in the first place. We're just doing it because we think that's what we should be doing. So definitely look at that. So if you're into, like we said, if we're into the new year now, we're into February, we're rolling, you set a goal for yourself. There was some new change you wanted to make, something you wanted to launch, something that you wanted to do personally for yourselves with your personal relationships, and you don't see that you've done kind of any strides to that, and you actually really want to, and you feel like it's in alignment, and you feel like you're at the perfect time to do it, it might be you just need to make some adjustments in other parts of your life to make yourself able to succeed. So you might have to look at ways that you can maximize your time. So are you really able to achieve your goal based on the way that your current life looks now, your current obligations, where you're putting your energy at? Are there adjustments that you need to make that may not be allowing you to maximize your time? So it might just simply be little tweaks that you need to make. So it could be trying to implement something that helps you save more time, like talking instead of texting. That's just like a little hack that might help you gain a little bit more time. But there could be a lot of little different things that I kind of like to call productivity hacks, something we'll talk about a little bit more into the show. But there may be adjustments you need to make in your life that will allow you to succeed. Another one, if you are feeling like you didn't get off a great start to the new year, lean in on your support system a little bit more. And I talk a lot about accountability circles on the show and really just having people around who are trying to do similar goals as you, knowing that our accountability circles may look different for us in different parts of our lives. So you might have an accountability group if you're a religious person, with people at church who are helping you on that spiritual journey, or it might be your pastor at church. You might have an accountability group for the business you're trying to launch or what you're trying to do with your career. Those could be your coworkers or your classmates or you're in school. You might have different accountability circles or accountability partners or teachers or coaches in different aspects and different dimensions on your life. So if you need to bounce some ideas off of somebody, say where you're at. Say where you think you're struggling with. Just say the problem to someone else who's working on it. They may have a totally different perspective from what you were thinking of, and you might just be a little bit too in your head about it. So definitely lean in on your support system. Last tip I give you, if you feel that your new year did not get off to a great start when it comes to turning your resolutions into results, is don't forget to look at the long term. Don't dwell again, don't dwell so much, and don't look so much at the little fine details that you forget to look at the big picture and remember that you have a big goal that you're coming after. And don't let the small steps knock you back from what might be waiting for you in the bigger that's out there. So again, don't dwell too much on the small details. Don't forget to look at the long term. Again, this is Kimmy Walker. Until next time, check us out on the Early Accountability Podcast.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.